Hi, this is Hope Gibbs coming to you from the Conscious Capitalism Conference 2013 in San Francisco, California. We're bringing you this special report about the future of capitalism on the Incandescent Radio Network.
Gibbs, founder of Incandescent Public Relations, publisher of Being Incandescent Business Magazine, and your host for the Incandescent Entrepreneur Show on the Incandescent Radio Network, the voice of entrepreneurs. Hi, this is Hope Gibbs. We are at the Conscious Capitalism Conference here in San Francisco, talking with one of the vendors here with a beautiful water display and these beautiful blue water bottles that he's giving out to all the attendees. He's Michael Davis with US Pure Water, based here in Northern California. Tell us about your business, what you're doing here, and how Conscious Capitalism applies.
Well, thank you very much, Hope. The name of my company is US Pure Water Corporation. And we're based in Novato. We also have a retail store in Greenbrae, California, just in Northern California, just north of San Francisco, in Marin. And we're a mission-driven company. We've been in business for over 28 years now, helping people to get off of bottled water. So we provide stations at events where people can refill their containers, and that's what we're doing here today. We also do bottleless water systems for offices and businesses. We have a contract with the City and County of San Francisco to replace all their bottled water with bottleless water systems and have saved the City and County over $1 million over the last few years by doing that. Yeah. We also do home systems for people so that they can get the kind of quality drinking water that they want at the point of use at their kitchen sink. And we do for restaurants, we do carbonation systems. So we're applying the technology that is the best for the different applications and using it in such a way to maximize our resources to benefit people and the planet.
Excellent. So how does it work? How much does it cost when you come in and refill up your bottles or your tanks?
Well, we do have some refill stations at some of the Whole Foods where people can, and some of the other retail health food stores like Good Earth and in Fairfax and Berkeley Bowl over in Berkeley, and people come and fill up their containers and spend anywhere from 30 to 49 cents a gallon for the purified water.
That's cheaper than a bottle of water.
Yes.
Fraction of the price.
And you can reuse your container so that you're there anyway, so shopping, so there's no extra fossil fuel use to transport it from point A to point B. That's one way for people to go. Another way is to have their own system in their home so that they don't have to deal with bottles at all. Mm-hmm. They just fill up their glasses when they want water.
Excellent. So is this your company? Is it a franchise?
This is my company. I started it 28 years ago with my wife, and it's been growing as we provide more solutions for people in different aspects of the drinking water issues.
How interesting. What is her name?
Her name is Carol.
Carol, and she's here with you today?
She is not here
today.
She's
not? Okay. Wait, so you divide and conquer sometimes.
Yes.
So how big is your company?
We're a small family-owned company, 16 employees, but we've had a big impact in terms of helping people get the idea that bottled water is not really necessary and that there are alternatives that are as healthy or healthier than either tap or bottled water by filtering or purifying the water.
And it's a trend clearly that's caught on in California, and it's nationwide. Of course, people are quite aware of this. But how have you seen this industry change in the time that you've had the company?
Well, when we first started the company, bottled water wasn't actually as big as it became. And we've seen people look at bottled water and kind of take it in they're selling water in bottles, kind of as a joke, but then embracing it and using it, and to the point where I really think that there was a tipping point in 2007 when Gavin Newsom issued an executive order to restrict city and county funds from being used for bottled water. that was a tipping point where people started to realize that bottled water may not be the most sane way to refresh and hydrate our bodies. And so that has started to become much more popular, that people look at it and bring their own containers to events rather than do bottled water. And that has become much more popular. We started in 2007. At the same time, we were working with the city and county to help them convert from bottled water to bottleless water systems. We also started to do events where we provided bottleless water stations like what we have here, the four spigot dispenser, where people can fill up their containers. And that has become much more popular as well. So that was part of our business that didn't exist before 2007.
And did you see a real bump in the numbers?
Oh yeah, we're doing a lot more with events. We just built 10 more of these water stations for Clean Canteen, which is a company that makes the reusable containers. So they use it all over the United States. They take these, they'll have 20 of these water stations, and they use it for concerts or festivals all over the United States. And people can then use their refillable container and not have to deal with all that plastic waste.
That's wonderful. So they say that, you know, blue is the new green. Are you seeing, as people are more and more worried about there's a lack of water, how might that impact your business?
Well, as water is a precious resource and always has been, but the recognition of that is being forcibly put upon us, because there are restrictions in the amount of water that is available. In some places, people don't have access to good drinking water. We're blessed here in the Bay Area with some of the best municipal supplies that are on the planet. So people can drink water out of the tap. People choose to treat it to get it to a little bit better place for long-term exposures to chloramines and fluoride. Some people choose to take that out. But the fact that people are beginning to look more at water as a precious resource is a great thing. It's a two-edged sword, like many things, because as it becomes more of a precious resource, it sometimes becomes more commodified in such a way that less people can get access to it. So we need to, as businesses and as people with conscience, we need to make sure that we're able to help people reclaim the commons of water and have it available for virtually no cost or nothing. And at the same time as making it available for no cost, we need to educate people so that they see that it as a precious resource that they don't waste.
Right, absolutely. So you tell us exactly about your water. It's not purified. Is it purified or is it?
Well, we have lots of different technologies that we use depending upon the application. So if water treatment is really a specific to the application. So if you have certain kinds of contaminants in the water, you would want to use a certain type of technology to purify it, possibly. Yeah, so we're aware of what kind of contaminants might exist in any existing water supply to some degree. And when we need to, we test to get more thorough information. We do well water treatment as well. And then we use the appropriate technology that minimizes its environmental impact as well as maximizes the quality of the water and gives the person the kind of quality they want. For instance, some people want to keep fluoride in the water.
Right.
Some people want to take it out. So if depending upon what you want, there's technology that will take it out and there's technology that will leave it in. So we don't advocate for one technology over another. We advocate for the appropriate use of any technology that for the application.
That sounds like something that's good for your stakeholders and your shareholders in your company. So just last question, tell us about this Conscious Capitalism Conference. How do you feel about this movement? What do you think?
Well, I think it's very appropriate that business leaders are looking at how they are impacting the environment, how they're impacting people's health, how they're impacting both the emotional and physical and health of their clients, their customers, and also the planet itself. The planet as a resource, and the earth and our natural resources are something that feeds us and gives us the ability to live on this planet. And as businesses become more conscious of the need to maximize the proper use of these resources, the better it is for everyone, and it allows us to become happier with what we're doing, and so to see more businesses embrace that kind of consciousness is extremely important. So I'm excited about hearing more of the conference, and also have enjoyed the speakers up to this point.
Excellent, excellent. So this is Michael Davis with U.S. Pure Water here in Northern California. To learn more about his company, go to www.uspurewater.com, and we'll look forward to broadcasting this podcast so more people can learn about you and the good work you're doing.
Thank you very much, Hope.
Nice to see you.
Yeah.
So that's it for today's Incandescent Entrepreneur Show, where we always ask, what's your story? If you have a good one and would like to be interviewed on the Incandescent Entrepreneur Show, send me an email to hope@hopegibbs.com. Check back every Monday at noon for a new episode of the Incandescent Entrepreneur Show on the Incandescent Radio Network, www.incandescentradio.com. We look forward to talking to you next week. Here's to your incredible, indelible success.